This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
West End, and I don't know, you might be in a shower now, some scattered showers around. This is all part of a cool front coming through here, and man, it's going to be great tomorrow morning and great over the weekend, and you know, I guess in the upper 80s, but the humidity is going to be lower, and it's just going to be a beautiful weekend. If you need to do anything outdoors, it's going to be really, really nice. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Free for All Friday. We'll get back to your calls. Also, we've got to get to some of your text messages, and Coleman is going to have that for us in just a little while. So the big stories today are Pelicans forward Zion Williamson is being accused of rape. His girlfriend says that she was first raped by Elon Musk in September of 2020 at a house he was renting in Beverly Hills. She was raped a second time in October of 2020, just a month later, at the same home in Beverly Hills. I know, I have questions about that too. And apparently he tracked her down and followed her around and wanted to know who she was with. And, you know, again, we don't know what's true here. We don't know, because unfortunately there are women who try to take advantage of professional athletes, celebrities, men with money, and they make up something that didn't really happen. Now, the sad thing about this is, I like to believe the woman. I like to believe the woman, and there are a lot of men who do bad things to women. But unfortunately, you can't always believe the woman. But right now, we have to just wait and see what happens here. And we did get word that Zion Williamson is going to file a countersuit, a defamation of a character suit, against his accuser. So the other big story is Elon Musk. He was not with Doge, but now he is with Doge, but now he's leaving Doge. But then I just found out that at this Oval Office event, that President Trump says that Elon Musk is not really leaving. He might not be with Doge, but he's not leaving him. And he's going to still be advising Trump. And I guess $280 million in campaign funds really go a long way. All right, let's go to Kenneth in New Orleans. In New Orleans. Kenneth, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoop. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I was just calling, and look, I actually don't. I'm apolitical in terms of my commentary, but I searched your reference to Trump saying that Musk was never part of Doge. I couldn't find that. And look, I believe you if you say it. So I just searched it up and I couldn't find it. So I was curious if you could give me your source or give the listeners your source for that.
Well, you know, I talked about it a lot, so I don't have that in front of me. I mean, I talked about it at the time. It's going to take me a few minutes to find that, but I'll try to find that before the end of the show. But it just there were times that Trump seemed to distance himself from Elon Musk officially being part of Doge, which, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, it was all kind of confusing because I don't think Doge was part of the government, but it was part of Trump. It was part of the his team. I mean, I was a little confused about it. I mean, it was all about, you know, government efficiency.
I think the whole situation is incredibly confusing. I mean, you know, we're playing, what is that, when you put your foot in, you take it out, hokey pokey with the tariffs and all this stuff. I mean, I don't blame you for being confused. I'm very confused. But I was just curious if that was, you know, look, again, just curious.
Yeah, well, many times, like I remember what I talked about on the air, which is always true. I never make anything up, and I'll do the best I can to find that, and we'll try to do that before the end of the show. So, Kenneth, I'm glad you called. Want to remind you that the LSU game that we were talking earlier about a projected time for 6 o'clock. Well, now we have the official time for the beginning of LSU Little Rock, and this is at the NCAA Tournament Regional in Baton Rouge at Alec Box Stadium. Pregame starts at 4:30. Not long after this show. Pregame 4:30. First pitch is at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So, hey, it's going to be something to listen to on the radio on your way home. And if you know, if you really just relax and get into it, even baseball on the radio is fascinating. I mean, I have really come to appreciate baseball. And, you know, when my dad was alive and he always tried to get me into baseball, I never got it. His generation was more into baseball than my generation. I was more into the NFL and, I guess, basketball, but I have come to really appreciate the strategy and the intellect that goes along with being a baseball player. And again, I want to remind you, you know how if you're in sales, you know you're not going to make every sale, and you can't worry about that. If I'm not mistaken, a 350 batting average is really good. That means that somebody is going to the plate 10 times and only hitting the ball just over 3 times. Like maybe 4 times. I mean, a 400 batting average. Again, if I'm not mistaken, that's really huge. So that would mean you go to the plate 10 times and you only hit the ball 4 times. And you have a 400 batting average. So, you know, you can fail in life at times and still be really, really successful. Or everything you do doesn't have to be totally successful. You can fail at a sale and then just come back and, you know, make the next sale. And I'm just using sales as one example. But, you know, you can't win every single time. So, you know, don't be discouraged if something doesn't work out for you. Just try again. All right, coming up in a few minutes, I'll talk about the controversy involving the live-action remake of the Disney movie Lilo and Stitch. It was huge at the box office over the Memorial Day weekend. But right now, let's go to Dan Mills. He's with the Home Builders Association. They're doing a storm prep convention this weekend, and Dan joins us on WWL. Dan, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, since this is the last free-for-all Friday before hurricane season, I thought it'd be a great time to call in and talk about this great community outreach event.
I appreciate you calling in. And, you know, there are always things that, I mean, even though there are a lot of veterans, like myself, veterans of hurricanes, there's always something new to learn.
You know, we've got this great event, and it's going to be over in Elmwood at the Joseph Yenny Government Building, because this is in partnership with Jefferson Parish. And it's going to be an amazing opportunity to give residents critical information and resources to prepare for the coming hurricane season. We got a bunch of food trucks out there, but we've got emergency equipment like high water vehicles, the command center. There's a blood drive going on. You can bring the kids out there. We have over 40 vendor booths, so you can meet and talk to local licensed contractors that can help you prepare your home for the season, or just to get the names and numbers so that if a storm comes through, you know who to call when the time comes.
Dan, where is this?
Okay. Too, like Jefferson Parish Emergency Management, GOSEP, the Coast Guard, and vendors like Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, Lowe's Home Improvement is sponsoring our event, and of course, Entergy Louisiana will be out there.
All right, Dan, when is it?
So it's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a free event to the entire community at the Joseph Yinney Government Building. It's going to be out in the parking lot. We've got 8,000 feet under a big top tent out there.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend for that. Now, who should go to this?
So any resident living in the greater New Orleans area is welcome to attend. You'll be able to obtain all of the necessary information from government authorities and from nonprofits that are supporting it, whether it's food drive, whether you're trying to get find out about the Louisiana Department of Insurance. We're talking about your insurance policies. New Orleans Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness will be there to talk about New Orleans procedures. The Small Business Administration will be there. And then lots of vendors, you know, to help take care of your roofing needs. If you have pools, what do you need to prepare if you have a pool? What about fencing? Gulf Coast Bank will be out there to answer questions about funding and getting these things done, like HELOCs, if that's needed. And a lot of people don't know that garage doors are a big exposure. You know, if a garage door breaks, it can pressurize, and it can really cause a lot of damage to your home. So it's important to brace those. And Ace Garage Door is going to be out there with information on that.
All right. It's Storm Prep Home Builders Association. It is free at the Joe Yenny Building. But that in Harahan?
Over in Elmwood.
Elmwood.
Right on Clearview. Yeah,
okay.
It's across from it's right there at the government building.
Yeah, I think that's Harahan, or anyway, it's close to Harahan. Anyway, it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. It's outside, it's free, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend for that. Dan, thanks for what you do, and thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks, Scoot. We appreciate you.
Sure. All right, Coleman, do we have time to get to a couple of text messages?
Sure. This text message says, how's the weather down in New Orleans? This is about 64 up here in Canada.
Oh, wow. So we got a listener in Canada.
Yeah, teedy.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, teedy. Get it? Teedy. Quote, unquote, teedy's in Canada right now.
Oh, she's in Canada. Oh.
Yeah, the mayor.
I didn't know. I can't keep up with her. I mean, we need to put an ankle bracelet on the mayor so we can keep track of her travels. I didn't know she was in Canada. But I did say the other day when the whole thing came up about the prison escape, and she was kind of silent on the issue. I said she's probably planning her next trip, so obviously she was.
All right, so earlier we had a caller saying there's no such thing as transgender mice and that Trump comes funding for the transgender mice program. Well, this text says, the Trump and MAGA confused transgenic with transgender. Transgenic mice are lab mice whose genome has been genetically modified by the insertion of a foreign DNA sequence, also known as transgene. This allows researchers to study the gene functions and model human diseases and evaluate the efficiency and safety of a drug in a whole animal context. That's DR from Valche. So I think that's what that is. Transgenic mice, lab mice.
Yeah. What? Man, we got some smart listeners listening to this show. I didn't really get that. Hey, the other day on Substack, and Scoot on the Air is now on Substack, so I hope you'll join me there. In fact, I'm going to start doing more on Substack than on Facebook and Instagram. So Coleman, there was somebody that had posted this kind of cartoon, and it was a daughter and a mother at breakfast. And the little girl says at the breakfast table, she goes, "Mommy, I think I'm a boy." And mom says, "I thought you were going to say you thought you were a Republican." So that was on Substack. So some good stuff there, and I post videos there.
Speaking
I hope
of
you will
Substack,
join me
somebody
there.
Somebody called. I'm not going to say who, but they said not everybody could subscribe to Substack because it's paid. They have leaky rules that they have to deal with, and maybe you should stick to the free stuff. But they really like your content, and they want to be able to consume all your content, but maybe Substack is a bit of a reason. You know.
Why couldn't somebody subscribe?
Maybe they couldn't afford it.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I'm not charging right now. So
okay.
It's free. Yeah, it's free.
You have to subscribe, meaning that you have to pay for your content. That you
well, there may come a time when, you know, we save the good stuff for the subscribers, but that's not happening at this point. But look, I'll still keep up with the Facebook, so I do appreciate that. But yeah, I would love for you to join me on Substack. Let's see, what else? Well, let's get to a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Lilo and Stitch live-action remake controversy that has come as a result of the movie. If you want to join us with a comment on Free for All Friday, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504- 260-1870. It's Friday afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2009, 81-year-old legend Fats Domino made a rare appearance at a charity event in New Orleans to raise funds to rebuild schools and playgrounds that were damaged by Hurricane Katrina. He did not perform. The fat man watched his friends Little Richard, B.B. King, and Chuck Berry hit the stage in front of a crowd of about 3,000 people. Happened on this day in 2009. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is a free-for-all Friday, and I'm looking for the article. There's so much stuff out. I'm looking for the article or some information that I remember talking about Donald Trump just distancing himself from Elon Musk, saying, no, he's not really part of Doge. But right now, I'm doing the best I can during the breaks.
This text but here says, the White House denied Musk was in charge of or that he was an employee of Doge in February 2025, according to a report from NPR by Joshua Fisher.
Okay, well, thank you. I couldn't find it because there's so many news stories out about the meeting that took place in the Oval Office today that when I Google it, I couldn't get deep enough into that. So there was a time when Donald Trump said that, you know, Elon Musk is, you know, not part of all of this. But then if he's leaving Doge,
which is what Donald Trump said today. If he's leaving Doge, then it means he was part of Doge. But now Trump says, well, he's not really leaving because he's still going to advise me. So do you see how confusing this is? I mean, this is just a bunch of BS. And, you know, it's almost as if they're trying to confuse us because they don't really know exactly what's going on. And they want us to be confused, so we don't know exactly what's going on. So I'm sure there are more that will come out of this. Let's see. Let me talk about Lilo and Stitch. Now, I did not see the original movie. It's an animated movie. The original was animated. It came out in 2002, and there's been a big change. So look, let me do this. This is a spoiler alert. I'm going to talk about the end of the movie, and the remake is different. If you don't care about hearing about the end, well, then that's cool. If you're going to go with your kids and you don't care about the ending, well, then, you know, that's okay. You can keep listening. But if you don't want to hear about the end of the new live-action remake of Lilo and Stitch that is causing controversy, then I would suggest that you just turn the radio down for a couple of minutes. And I'll say it up front. So if we talk about it for a few minutes, you know, I won't be talking about the ending much longer. So Lilo and Stitch is being criticized, the new live-action remake that came out this year. It was a blockbuster movie at the box office. At the box office Memorial Day weekend, it grossed $341.7 million worldwide, breaking records for the best ticket sales over a Memorial Day weekend. And I'm thinking of all the movies that have come out Memorial Day weekend, the remake of Lilo and Stitch did the best. I don't know. I'm kind of surprised about that. All right. So it's about this little girl and her sister, Nani, who is Hawaiian. And it's about Stitch, who is this alien dog that comes into their lives. Now, again, look, I'm not that familiar with the story. So if I get something wrong here or make a mistake and you want to correct me, feel free to send us a text or call us. So in the original movie, it from 2002. At the end of the movie, okay, so there's a battle between, okay, Lilo's parents died, and Nani is her sister, and Nani wants to pursue a career. She wants to pursue surfing as a profession, and she wants to go on and do other things, but she gives those things up to take care of Lilo, even though there's pressure from Child Protection Services and the government who wants to do the right thing. I don't know exactly how Stitch figures into all of this other than just being some kind of a crazed alien dog character. But Nani changes her mind in the end of the new movie, and she decides to give up Lilo to the government. And they're going to find a place for her and take care of her. But apparently Nani in the new version gives her up and wants to go on and pursue her life. And that's a big change from the old movie. And a lot of people are critical of that. Now, when a movie is remade, does it really have to be the same as the original? You know, it seems like I talk about this occasionally when a remake comes out and people are all bent out of shape that it's not exactly the same. But does it really have to be the same? You know, if you're tuning back in, I'm not going to mention the end of the movie anymore. So I just wanted to give you that spoiler alert because I did spoil the ending of the movie, but I'm not going to talk about that anymore. But if a movie's being remade, why should it not be remade more congruent with the times? And it seems like the end of the 2025 live action remake might be a little more in tune with the way women think today. I don't know. I mean, I get the controversy, understand why people are upset, but again, I don't know that we should really be that upset when a remake is a little different. I mean, it almost seems like it makes it more worthwhile. I mean, why am I going to want to go see a movie that if I want to go see Lilo and Stitch the way it was, I'll watch the original from 2002. So if there's a 2025 remake, well, if it's a little different, then I'm going to be even more interested in seeing it. Well, that's what I think. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So, you know what I had to do, Coleman? You know what? This is the great thing about doing the show from my studio at home. During the break, I realized that, you know, I've got an official clock on my wall here in the living room, just adjacent to, well, my studio is in kind of in adjacent to the living room. And I've got one of the official, like, clocks that has the official time. You know, it resets itself after midnight every morning. And I have the exact same time that you have at the station. It's one of those official clocks. Mm-hmm. Because it just makes it, you know, for doing the show, I need to know exactly what time it is to the second. So I have an official clock that is synced up to the world clock. So my ficus has grown so much that it grew in front of the clock, and I had to go during the last break. I had to go get the shears in the closet and clip some of the branches off. And now I can see. Well, I got one more branch to go, but I got a much clearer view of the clock now.
So did Dan Gill help you and sit that out, you know, at WWL Horticulture? Were you able to knock
I did it myself. In fact, I'm not sure that anybody should have sold me these shears without, like, a background check. But I was able to get them, and I've got the shears. And no, I do really well with houseplants.
Fun
really
fact,
well.
I never knew what a ficus was until I saw the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin. And he made a
joke
about a ficus, and I didn't get it, so I had to go look up what it was. And like, oh, it's a plant. Okay, didn't know.
Oh no, I got a tree. I mean, look, I'm gonna turn the monitor around so you can see. Look, that's my ficus.
Oh, you got it all lit up.
Oh yeah, I got lights in it. Yeah, no, it's a tree.
So I'm guessing you're also the type of person like myself that keeps the Christmas tree up all year long because you're too lazy to bring it down.
No, these are not Christmas lights. They're the white lights.
My Christmas tree has been up for like 7 years. I never took it down. I don't have a reason to. I'm going to put it in the same spot.
God.
So I have a Christmas tree that's been in my house for 7 years straight that I never took down.
But don't you lose out on that special feeling when you put it up for the season?
No.
Okay. Well, we're a little different in that way. No, I really do well with houseplants. I mean, every once in a while, one you know kicks the bucket, but I do pretty well with houseplants. And this ficus in the move, the movers practically destroyed this beautiful ficus that I had, and it was almost gone. But man, I brought it back to life, and it's a tree. I've got a tree in my living room.
It's one of the mysteries of life. So I don't have any pets. I don't have any plants. Like, even my Christmas tree is artificial. For some reason, I can't keep things alive. And it seems like everything that I try to nurture, like every dog that I ever had, every cat that I ever had, every plant, every fish, all die. But all the stuff that I actually tried to kill, like weeds and ants and geckos and wasps, they thrive. It's like, what am I doing wrong? How come everything that I take care of dies, but everything that I'm actively trying to get rid of, it's thriving?
I don't know, man.
Destroy your ant bed and two more grows. Every time I think I pull some weeds, they grow somewhere else. Like, but everything I'm trying to keep alive withers away.
That is life's great mystery. And I know a lot of people have trouble with houseplants, but you know, I try to sense when the plants need water, and I've been really pretty good with it. I kind of know the size of the pot. I've got some nice thriving plants on my balcony as well. So yeah, I like my houseplants. I don't have pets, but I've got houseplants. But you know, the ficus kind of secretes this sticky liquid that ends up on the floor. It ends up on any plant that I put near the ficus. So, you know, kind of high maintenance. I'd like to house train this thing so it doesn't secrete this, you know.
Yeah, just put in a little
sticky
box.
Liquid. Yeah, right. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. So again, LSU, the pregame begins at 4:30 and the first pitch is at 5 o'clock. This afternoon. Hey, we had a short week because of the Memorial Day holiday weekend. It's Friday already, and I'm loving every minute of it. Going to watch the Knicks and the Pacers. Hope the Knicks can beat the Pacers and go on. No, then it would just be tied 3-3, right? Yeah. You know, I don't know what the forecast is saying, but I'm looking out of the window now over toward the lake, and there were some high clouds. There's no rain in the western area, and it looks like in this area of the city, the rain seems like it might be over, and we're heading into a great weekend. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, Friday afternoon. Soon this will evolve into what? Friday night. I mean, how typical is this? Friggin' Mayor Cantrell is in Canada. Man, she is just ripping off this city. City's broke, apparently, and she's traveling again. This woman doesn't give a damn about the citizens of this city. And she's spending your money because she thinks she deserves it. And I heard her one time she came back with sort of a vague assessment of what she did while she was away. Do you know what the mayor never does? And I talk about this all the time. She goes on these trips and she justifies it by saying, I'm the mayor of New Orleans. I'm representing the city. She never tells us what she learns. And she never tells us how what she learns as mayor is going to benefit the city of New Orleans. She did it one time in a very vague way, but she doesn't do this. Why not? Is she paying attention? Is she taking notes? Does she give a damn about what's going on? Or is she just traveling? You think she goes to all the meetings? You think she just gets her convention badge and then hangs out in the city? I mean, this is just disgusting. It is just disgusting. This is not the way public servants are supposed to act. And I believe that history is going to paint her with a very, very negative brush. And her name, her family name, is going to be dirt in the city as a result of history.
I mean, the least she can do is come back and tell us what she learned and how it benefits us. But she can't even do that. And maybe she can't do it because maybe she's not there to really learn. Maybe she's just there to travel and have fun.
Dude, you have it all wrong. This texter says Pantrella is following up on a lead in Canada for one of the escape inmates.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense. All right. Listen, I want to do a quick text off here. Let's do it. We've got to do it earlier, but kind of got sidetracked here. You know, we were planning to have a 30-minute show today because the LSU pregame was supposed to start at 1:30. And then because of weather delays and the weather, the lightning, it was delayed. So then we had a full show. So pregame starts at 4:30. First pitch is at 5 o'clock. So we just had to throw together, like, live on the air, a full show. So let's do this text off. Today is a sad day because Loretta Swit, Hot Lips Houlihan from the TV show MASH, passed away at the age of 87. And again, I never thought she was that hot. Now, Sally Kellerman in the movie, I thought she was hot, deserving of the title Hot Lips Houlihan. So look, let's do a quick text off here. I want you to text TV or movie, either TV or movie, to the Oakland Heart text line, 504-260-1870. Which do you think was better, MASH, the TV show, or MASH, the movie? And you can start texting right now, and by the end of the show, we'll have the results for you. Which was better, MASH, the TV show, or MASH, the movie? Text TV show or movie to the Oakland Heart text line, 504-260-1870. All right, Coleman, do we have any other text messages that are worth getting to?
Yeah, you just asked about this little MASH text off. This text says, yeah, the movie version of MASH is the best. Best, better cast with hotter women. Sally Kellerman and Joanne Flug. Yowza. And the script was insane. Very surreal.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I've seen a couple of shows over the years. I know it's a great show. I know it's a highly acclaimed show. I know it's an award-winning show. I get it. But I like the movie so much, and the TV show was so different. I couldn't watch the TV show.
Right.
And so many people did. I watched the movie. I mean, I still love the movie. I thought the movie was better.
All right. Well, on the opposite end, this text says, Scoop, you can't compare MASH, the movie, to the series. The movie was good, but the series was on for years with many different episodes, some with serious storyline. After all, it was set during the Korean War, still one of the most watched TV shows ever.
I know, I understand all of that, and I'm not critical of anybody who loves it, but, you know, personally, I really like the movie better than the TV show, and I like the movie so much that I found myself thinking about the movie while I was watching the TV show, so, you know, I really haven't spent a lot of time watching the TV show, and I never, never was tempted to watch it in reruns.
This text says, Cantrell flew to Canada because she's job hunting.
Yeah, I wonder if she wants to maybe be a mayor of one of the cities in Canada when Canada becomes the next state of the United States. Yeah, look, I think she's been job hunting, but boy, you know, think about her resume. I mean, if there's this woman who's traveling and it seems like her mission is to find a job, but yet she's supposed to be doing something else, that in itself doesn't seem very good to possible employers. And, you know, takes advantage of flying first class, ignores this, travels, has an affair, doesn't go to meetings, instead meets her booty guard at an apartment that she's not supposed to use. She abused the apartment, and then the city council took the rights to use the apartment away from her. You know, yeah, these are all things on her resume. It just doesn't seem like it's a good resume. Anyway, we'll see. I guess we really shouldn't be surprised. All right, we got to get to a break here because I've got to leave time to tell you what the results are of the quickie text off, the instant text off. MASH, which was better, the TV show or the movie? Text TV show or movie to the Oakland Heart text line, 504-260-1870.
All right. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1956, Time magazine printed an article entitled Teener's Hero, and it tried to explain the mystique of Elvis Presley, and the description was about his singing style and his dancing style, and it came down to Elvis's appeal is basically his movements suggest, in a word, sex. And yeah, you know, the Ed Sullivan Show would only show Elvis from the waist up because his pelvis was very active, and people were freaking out at how sexual Elvis was. Boy, times have changed, huh? We'll be back on WWL. A lot of time left here to say goodbye, but yeah, this was fun doing the show. Coleman is our studio producer. You did a phenomenal job. Thinking we had a short show, and we just did a full show. I want to thank Sports Talk is coming up next. Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. Join me on Substack. It's a social media platform, and also Facebook and Instagram. And have a great afternoon. Go LSU. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.